Good morning, first of all, and I would like to welcome to all of you to Bucharest and Romania. It's a country and a city where always the microphone is a special problem, but I hope we can solve it before I have my short speech. It's always the greatest challenge for me to have a good speech very early in the morning, and I count on the idea that not all of you have woken up, and if I make some mistakes, I have the whole day to make it better. And to be very honest, I did not sleep very well last night, because after this conference I will have an important meeting with our international partners, the European Commission, the IMF, and the World Bank, and I had to prepare myself for this meeting. But before that, I would just say that we are very pleased and happy to have this conference here in Bucharest. I think that it's the right time and the right place to talk about the finance and investment environment, and I'll do my best to take advantage of the good parts of the Romanian success story, and also to speak a little bit about the future and the challenges and the risks that we are confronted with. Of course, I am never tired of mentioning the good results of the last year, and I hope that the international financial institution, but also the private business environment, will agree with me that 2013 has been a year with better results than we expected in terms of economic growth, which is among the highest in Europe, among the reaching all our targets in terms of public deficit, expenses, investments, and also our image as a country in front of the international private investors and the financial private markets have radically improved. And finally, after so many years of struggling, we have also succeeded to have an upgrading of our country level and image, and all these signs should be something, a good point of depart for the next months and years. I would just give few figures. I'm also preparing for the later meeting, and I would stress that 2012, from the state-owned enterprises, Romania had more or less a loss of 85 million euros. Is this correct, Minister? 85 million euros loss from the state-owned enterprises. 2013, we had more than 300 million profit, which means that better management and better approach to the state-owned enterprises is something that can be done even in Romania. But in the other hand, I would say that the most important structural reforms, especially in the energy sector, I would say that we have succeeded to have successful IPOs. Romgaz, which is the biggest national producer, Transgaz, Transelectrica, and during these days, I hope I can be optimistic about Electrica IPO, and all the private money that we have attracted for the state-owned enterprises are going to remain in the companies for new investments in infrastructures. They are not going directly to the budget for the daily expenses, but all of them, they have remained in the companies for new investments. So I would say that I like to say that I am a social democratic prime minister who likes privatization and profits of the state-owned enterprises, and a budgetary discipline. Of course, I will always avoid the term austerity, but I will never avoid the term of budgetary discipline and the fact that we can have a good management of the public budget in the same time promoting social measures. And I understand very well that just a performance, a competitive economy can sustain social measures. We cannot start with the social measures and then to have a competitive economy. The first step is the one that we have taken. So based on this, I would just say that we have tried to keep a social balance, a political balance. It's also something that in Romania is not always easy. But when you mentioned that I took the office more than 2 years ago, I said, oh my God, when all this time has passed already. So it's good to have also political stability and predictability and a good relationship with the business community has been practically set up with having for the first time a clear agreement with a broad coalition of private companies, which is called the Coalition for the Development of Romania. And I would say that that has been the most effective partnership between Romanian government and the Romanian private business environment, because we have set up rules which are very important and are based on the two key issues, stability and predictability, something that we have always wanted to have and never succeeded in the country. I would say that based on these good figures and also on the geostrategic situation, because for Romania, the fact that we are here, the eastern border in the European Union, the fact that Russia is closing and closing Romania, every morning I wake up and I look on the television to see if they are not closer than the day before. And this, of course, are a big risk. Big risk for Moldova, which is the most special partner of Romania, but also for Ukraine or for the region. And all these risks are also opportunities for us to be faster in implementing, first of all, a clear reform on the energy sector. I strongly believe as a politician now, not speaking to the business community, but that will also affect you, that for Romania the most important fight in the years to come is to become independent in terms of energy. And being independent, being able to use its own resources and also sometimes to be able to cover the needs of at least Moldova, if not the other neighbors, that's a very important factor for our development of the future. And we have the resources. We have our energy resources, which are the richest mix of energy in the region. We have hydropower, coal power, nuclear power, and also renewable energy. Also, we have very promising results of the onshore and offshore exploration for the gas resources. And, of course, respecting the highest standards of environment regulation, we have also accepted the idea to search for unconventional resources of gas and other kinds of energy. So in terms of political goal, to be independent in terms of energy, it's the most important one. Why is this important for the economy? Because I would say that the biggest danger for our economy it's the rise of the prices of energy. And here we have worked together with the business environment in order to keep a sustainable agenda of liberalization of the energy prices. And this is one of maybe the most difficult issue now right now on the table, how we can have a real free, transparent market of energy without destroying the industry, the economy, and having just a simple rise of the prices without having a clear competition and transparent access to the energy. So I would say that both political and economic targets are so much connected, because we cannot develop ourselves without having resources of energy, depending all the time on Russian imports. But in the same time, the economy, the industry, cannot be competitive if we rise the prices every day and every month, just following an agenda which does not keep contact with the reality. So this is one of the biggest challenge for the country. And if we are smart, clever, and realistic enough to find the right tuning between this reform of the and liberalization of the energy market and the need to keep the economy competitive based on the energy prices, I think this is one of the most important battle to win. The second one, and I will finish because I would prefer to listen to the governor of the central bank. In the last 5 years as leader of the opposition, then prime minister, I have preferred to listen to the governor and to the people speaking about economy and then implementing as much as a politician can implement from the good advices that I have received. So the second one is how we boost the creation of new jobs. Because, all right, all the figures look very well. The deficit is decreasing. The economic growth is there. But one of the most important topics in Romania and the battle which has not been won up to now is how we create new jobs and how we put those new jobs on the white market. We call it the black market, the jobs that are created and are paid without the taxes and the legal contracts, and the legal part of creating new jobs. And here all the private investors, they have told us, the government, the political leadership, that Romania is having a very competitive fiscal legislation. It's a flat tax, 16% flat tax, something that as a social democrat I cannot say I love very much, but it's still effective in creating and boosting the growth. But our biggest problem is the high level of labor taxation. That's why it's a sort of general political goal how we can decrease the taxation of the labor cost, trying to reach two important goals. One is to encourage the private companies to have business plan and to create new jobs in the future, knowing that they will pay less for creating new jobs. And the second one is to convince the black market of jobs to become legal and to be on the legal side, paying taxes and being competitive, even declaring everything. I think that this is the second challenge, and we will try to find the reasonable and sustainable solutions to have a lower taxation of the labor cost. And if we succeed with this second one, then the next prime minister will have a much easier job than myself, and will find an economy which can provide to the budget all the resources in order to implement the social reforms which I have dreamt about, and I have to delay until the economy is really stable on the positive track. So I do not have very complicated strategies. I'm just trying to implement and to apply everything that has been proved to be efficient. And I hope that Romania, under a social democratic government, is the most pro-business, pro-privatization, and pro-private business environment government in the region. And if we succeed this paradox sometime approach, I think that the next conference that you will organize here will find a country which is continuing this excellent track of the last year, and then Romania will be able, together with Poland, because I think that Poland is a positive example to follow for Romania, will continue to be a strong democratic but also prosperous democracy and a very good model for the other countries in the region, which should see Romania and Poland as a successful story and should convince their own population that being a member of the European Union, adopting the values of democracy, the rule of law, the free markets and the transparency of the economy are the right choices, and then we will be able to say that Romania is closing the gap between the old Europe and the new, and we can be at least as competitive as our partners in Europe. That would be our simple strategy. It's much simpler to express it than to put it in practice, but I'm rather confident, and the fact that you are here, that means that for the first time in the last 8 years, the business community is ready to listen to Romania and is ready to have trust again in our country. Once again, thank you very much for organizing this conference, and I will listen for the governor, and then I will go to my office to make the homeworks for the big meeting with the International Financing Institution and the European Commission, in order to convince them that having a competitive energy market and the lower taxation of the labor cost will make Romania more prosperous and more stable. Thank you very much.